We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, virtuous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 K-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukh Batur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongolsh. In Darhun Oles Province, Channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Shaw, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hultush on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Nigerian National Emergency Management Agency calls for climate change readiness. In children news, a U.S. government report shows overall improvement in infants' health. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 19th, is Afghanistan's National Day, honoring its independence gained in 1919. Afghanistan has significant deposits of gemstones, including lapis lazuli, emerald, ruby, and aquamarine. Situated north of Pakistan and east of Iran, this mountainous southern Asian country contains architectural remnants from many cultures. Among them are Buddhist and Greek shrines and Islamic structures, such as the great mosques of Herat and Mazar-e-Sharif. We wish the kind people of Afghanistan a memorable and peaceful National Day with loved ones.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Sri Lanka. Early on July 15th, a tornado struck the western seaside town of Talao, injuring 3 people and rendering damage to 100 homes, also affecting power supplies. On July 16th, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $10,000 in aid, an amount that could obtain $109,000 in relief supplies if bought in the United States based on Sri Lanka's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai often requests updates on disaster situations, and with Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
August 11th, 2009, regarding tornado storm in Sri Lanka. Most caring Master, we are so grateful for Master's deep concern and donation of $10,000 for the tornado storm victims. We contacted the Disaster Management Center, who informed us that the government has already supported all necessary relief items for the victims, and there is no need for Master's donation. We can't thank Master enough for your love and comfort to the people of Sri Lanka. Thank you so much, Master, for everything. Love from Colombo, Sri Lanka.
We are thankful, Disaster Management Center in Sri Lanka, for your timely assistance to the storm affected. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's care conveyed to those most in need. With heaven's grace, may the storm victims soon resume their fulfilling normal lives as we strive for greater benevolence to minimize such events.
Heavy floods sweep Pakistan. Floods triggered by heavy rains have affected 80,000 people in the Swabi and Mardan districts of the Northwest Frontier Province. With over 20 people perished and more than 450 homes collapsed, a state of emergency was declared. Crops vital to residents' survival were also destroyed in massive quantities, along with bridges being washed away and communication systems disrupted.
The Pakistan-based Al-Khidmat Foundation has initiated a relief and medical camp. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, is sending 500 tents, while 3 medical camps have been set up by the World Health Organization. We are thankful Al-Khidmat Foundation, UN High Commissioner for Refugees, World Health Organization, and all relief personnel for your caring assistance. Our sympathies for those who have suffered loss as we pray for the victims' smooth restoration of their daily lives. With Allah's grace, may such disturbances be eased through humanity's kinder stewardship of the planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Government swine flu efforts continue in face of challenges. Just a little over 2 months since a full pandemic was declared by the World Health Organization, or WHO, the swine flu has traveled throughout nearly 180 countries and territories. Although experts have stated the real number of cases to be in the millions, official tallies have now established 237,129 cases, of which 2,144 have been fatal. In the U.S., where nearly 500 people have now perished from the illness, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius announced that preparations are being made for various worst-case scenarios, urging every family to have a plan in case their child falls ill. The surge of swine flu outbreaks in U.S. summer camps demonstrated the virus's quick spread from child to child.
Speaking of vulnerable groups such as expectant women and those in regions already plagued by malnourishment, malaria, and other grave diseases, WHO Director General Margaret Chan stated that the Northern Hemisphere's developing countries, which are now entering the flu season, would be given priority for vaccine supplies. In the meantime, the demand for Tamiflu has raised concerns among experts such as Professor Emeritus Hugh Pennington of Aberdeen University in the UK, who has warned that the British government's decision to widely distribute the Tamiflu could increase the chance of virus-resistant strains to develop by as early as autumn.
Many thanks, Professor Pennington, World Health Organization, and all governments for your protective efforts, as we also sorrow for the world's families who are afflicted or fear for their loved ones due to this tragic epidemic. May people everywhere awaken to its root cause in farmed animal confinement, bringing a natural end to such deadly viruses through a switch to the health-assuring vegan fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soy, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Nature's evolution is best, marked by exuberant performances from our association members. A recent video conference in Bangkok, Thailand, commemorated the Olaxese or Vietnamese edition book premiere of The Dogs in My Life in the Noble Wilds. The two number one international best-selling books, available in a growing number of multiple languages, are a delightful introduction to the fascinating, harmonious ways of our graceful animal friends.
As the event's honored guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai expanded on the purpose and nature of these co-inhabitants based on her own experience of contacting and communicating with individuals of many species. In response to the audience members' wish to know how to better protect the wilds, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained that the best protection for all animals, whether once or still wild, is to ensure their natural freedom.
See, the wilds, they are not that wild. They are very, very friendly, very adorable, and very grateful. If you're good to them, they're good to you. The best for us humans to do is not to interfere with their life, not to do anything. Just protect the environment, and then they protect themselves. Right now, we interfere too much with nature, and we even breed animals unnaturally, like at least 55 billion livestock per year, and billions more fish, etc. We even breed fish in confined area. How can any species evolve when we keep forcing them, torturing them, and killing them? We went against our own human evolution as well, as we were biologically made to digest only plant-based food. We are not their predator. We are their protector and friend. We have to protect all species so that we can keep our biodiversity and keep a natural evolution for all beings, including humans.
We join in excitement for the premiere of the latest Alexi's language editions of The Dogs in My Life and The Noble Wilds. We especially thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing her love and wise counsel. May many readers rediscover our peaceful coexistence with the animals for the natural and spiritual evolution of all.
Africa established as nuclear-free zone. The Institute of Security Studies, or ISS, has announced this official status after more than half the continent ratified the African Nuclear Weapon-Free Zone Treaty, also known as the Treaty of Pelindaba. With 53 signatory countries, Burundi was the 28th to ratify the document, the number needed for the treaty to come into effect. The accord bans the development, production, testing, or acquisition of nuclear weapons, and also prevents foreign vessels that carry nuclear weapons from entering Africa. Our respectful accolades, African nations, for your united accord, wishing the continent, and indeed brethren worldwide, relations of ever-expanding harmony and peace. U.S. student launches Good News TV. Max Jones, a 12-year-old from Lake Highland Preparatory School in Orlando, USA, has created an online TV Good News website called Weekend News Today at www.hnheadlines.com. Volunteer teen workers from around the globe write and edit articles as well as videos, while Max anchors the news in addition to his existing schoolwork, orchestral rehearsals, and cello lessons. With a vision of future expansion for the website, the seventh grader said, "I really think that one person can make a difference in the world, just bit by bit." Way to go, young Max, and Weekend News Today global team. May success be with you in achieving your noble goals and helping speed our world toward a new era of shared understanding and peace.
8th President of the Republic of Korea remembered. On Tuesday, August 18th, the 8th South Korean President and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Kim Dae-jung passed on at the ripe age of 85. As one who helped to see his nation through the transformation to a full-fledged democracy, then-President Kim created the Sunshine Policy of Reconciliation with North Korea. An historic warming of inter-Korean relations followed, marked by the first-ever summit between their two leaders in 2000. These steadfast efforts earned former President Kim the Nobel Peace Prize and the respect of many worldwide. Our condolences to the family and fellow countrymen of 8th South Korean President Kim Dae-jung, upholder of peaceful principles. May his soul be serenely at rest in the eternal light of heaven. our planet, record hurricane trend in North Atlantic. According to research recently published in the journal Nature, the regional hurricanes and tropical storms that have been increasing over past decades are now at a 1,000-year high.
Using a combination of sediment analysis and computer simulation to reconstruct centuries of past activity, U.S. scientists from Pennsylvania State University concluded that the Earth has not seen such a high frequency of tropical storms for nearly 1,500 years. Although the scientists are not certain as to why the storm peak occurred previously, the current increase is attributed to global warming.
Pennsylvania State University scientists, we appreciate your observations that highlight this extreme warming trend. Let us step quickly towards sustainable solutions that bring greater stability on Earth for all.
Ever concerned for humanity and the planet, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the recent increase in calamities during a March 2009 video conference in Mexico, as she also explained the course of action needed to reverse it.
Power hurricanes have increased significantly in the past few decades. The U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research have identified warming sea surface temperatures as the main cause and correlated the warmer seas with global warming. Warmer water leads to more water evaporation, giving the storms more fuel to create stronger storms, which destroy some counties. We still have hope, high hope, to save the planet. You just be vegetarian. And then you ask anybody who you know to be vegetarian with you. That's the most simple solution and the most effective to save the planet. According to scientific research, according to medical research, and according to all the religious advice.
Save our planet. Bonn climate change talks conclude. During the week-long UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, representatives from the 180 nations in attendance made selective progress with a 200-page climate treaty draft that will be finalized in Copenhagen this December. Many areas are yet to be completely resolved, such as agreement on greenhouse gas emission reductions and funding amounts to assist developing nations in addressing global warming. At the meeting's end, UNFCCC Executive Secretary Ivo de Boer cautioned that negotiations at the upcoming September meeting in Bangkok must accelerate, saying, if we keep moving forward at this pace, we may not make it in time at Copenhagen. United Nations representatives, we commend your efforts to advance toward a new climate change protocol, wishing you Godspeed in reaching consensus on these matters so vital for our Earth and her inhabitants.
Save Our Planet. Sri Lanka's Environment and Natural Resources Minister, Patali Champilka Ranawaka, announces plans to create a sanctuary area for butterflies near the nation's Ritigala Forest Reserve.
Save Our Planet. Colombian Vice President Francisco Santos urges for climate change measures, saying that places like the popular island destination San Andreas are soon to be affected by rising waters that will cause the loss of both beaches and coastal cities.
Save Our Planet. With up to 80% decrease in rainfall and temperatures, the highest in two millennia, Chinese climatology experts warn of the Qinghai Tibet Plateau's rapid deterioration and loss of support for human life unless measures are implemented to alleviate climate change.
One of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild, and I live on a delicious plant-based diet. I have a tip to share on helping our Earth. Please ask your local restaurants to offer vegan dishes. Inform them the many health and green benefits, and the public's increasing interest in the veg lifestyle. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather around the world. Thank you.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Japan, Japan's Loving Hut celebrates her one-year anniversary. One of the vegan restaurants around the world, inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's caring vision, Loving Hut in Tokyo, commemorated their anniversary by offering free vegan lunch boxes to the first 20 customers every day for an entire month.
こういうお弁当にまで地球環境が関係しているというのは初めて知りましたけどね。非常に結構なことだと思いますが。どうもごちそうさまでした。はい、美味しかった。
とても美味しかったです。そうですね。また他のお友達にもぜひ紹介したいと思います。
Happy anniversary, Loving Hut Tokyo. Here's wishing that your second year be even more spectacular in offering delicious vegan fare to many.May we soon see all people being veg for a heavenly earth.
In environmental news, Nigerian National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, calls for climate change readiness. To lessen the effects caused by extreme weather, the Director General of NEMA, Air Vice Marshal Mohammed Audubida, recommended that the government enlist community and media leaders' help with early warning procedures. Moreover, he stated that response organizations must be prepared with sufficient geophysical knowledge to employ efficient plans.Our accolades and thanks, National Emergency Management Agency and Director General Air Vice Marshal Mohammed Audubida, for your proactive approach to protecting Nigerian citizens. May all beings live in security and harmony. Up next on Noteworthy News, child health is improving in the USA. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God. Stay tuned for more joyful news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, Merry News for a Long-Lived World. In children news, infants in the United States show an overall improvement in health. A report entitled America's Children, Key National Indicators of Well-Being 2009, indicates an increase in the number of unborn babies carried to full term, and those having a normal birth weight in 2007. It's heartwarming to hear of these developments. May women and children throughout the world be graced with vibrancy and happiness.
And now for some humor with a joke told in Croatian, entitled Tight Schedule.
Dva prijatelja razgovaraju u parku. Nikada dva put ne radim istu grešku. Prezaposlen sam radeći nove.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master,Thank you so much for your activities and your nice programs. I don't know English well, but I try to say to you I love Mrs. Qinghai and your TV. Dear my master, I haven't had meat for about 5 weeks. I'm going to follow your method. How can I do so? I don't know meditation. Please lead me. Sometimes I think to you and I try talking to you,From my deep heart. You are really Supreme Master and the best teacher for me. Akhtar from Iran.
Yearning Akhtar, thank you for your beautiful note. We're very glad to hear from you. A representative will be in touch concerning your request for learning the meditation. Supreme Master Qinghai has replied to you as follows.
Welcome to our family, dear Akhtar. I love you and Allah bless you.
Do you have a heartline today?We'd be glad to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with love and laughter.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To help revitalize the country's economy, Argentina is allocating $390 million for the creation of 100,000 new jobs.
The UK-based Society for the Protection of Animals Abroad donates 9 water troughs to be placed in Marrakesh, Morocco, so that 20,000 working animals in the city have access to drinking water on hot days.
The presidents of China and Brazil exchanged congratulatory messages to commemorate the 35th anniversary of diplomatic ties between their countries.
Australians have been invited to write a short SMS-like message that will be transmitted to the planet Gliese 581d, 20 light years away, and thought to be the most similar to Earth in supporting life.
South Korean President Lee Myung-bak calls for talks with North Korea on denuclearization as well as reducing conventional weaponry in both countries.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez visits Cuba to surprise former President Fidel Castro on his 83rd birthday and remarked that Mr. Castro is doing well.
Iranian Grandmaster Marteza Majoub sets a new world record and is entered into the Guinness Book of World Records when he plays 500 chess games simultaneously over an 18-hour time span.
Egypt opens the Rafah border crossing for 2 days to facilitate the passage of more than 2,000 Palestinian Muslims traveling from Gaza on their pilgrimage to Mecca.
U.S. actress and singer Hilary Duff expands her program Blessings in a Backpack to Colombia, distributing 3,000 knapsacks of food to less fortunate children in Bogota to bring home to their families.
The government of Hong Kong announces economic growth of 3.3% in the second quarter of 2009, marking a change toward economic expansion for the first time in more than a year.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.